How well do you get along with your boss? I'm Mary Lohman of the Christian Working Woman, and this week I'm sharing some advice to help you get along with whoever is in authority over you. Yesterday I talked about avoiding complaining about your boss. Here's mistake number two to avoid: showing up your boss. It seems that some people think they have to show up the boss in order to make a name for themselves. But intentionally trying to outshine your boss is a big mistake you do not want to make. The exception to this would be if you discover that your boss is corrupt or illegal in some way, which is rare. But otherwise, it is in your best interest to make your boss look good. Think of ways to make their job easier when you can. Go the extra mile to take some workload off of them. They are in a position to help you or harm you, so be sure to avoid this mistake. 1 Peter 5:6 says, "Humble yourselves, therefore, under God's mighty hand, that he may lift you up in due time." Making your boss look good may indeed require some humility on your part, where you don't get the credit you think you deserve. But it's one way to humble yourself, and that's a Christian discipline we all need to learn to practice. Mistake number three, not understanding generational differences. No doubt you've discovered that different generations see things very differently, and frequently your manager's generation is not the same as yours. Whether older or younger, you can make some serious mistakes in dealing with your manager if you don't understand and make allowances for these generational differences. For example, punctuality doesn't seem to be as important to younger generations as it is to us in the older groups. We older types put a high value on being on time for work and for meetings and meeting deadlines. Younger generations seem to be more, you know, laid back, as we say, and they have an attitude that if the job gets done, we shouldn't worry about such small things as being on time. Believe me, if your boss thinks punctuality is important, you should make it important. I've observed people who truly did great harm to their careers simply by being unwilling to conform to reasonable expectations from their boss or company. Remember what I said yesterday? It's your job to get along with your boss, not your boss's job to get along with you. That may sound a little strange, but for the most part, it is good advice. My book, How to Thrive from 9 to 5, covers these topics and many more. You can find it on our website, and also you will find information about our Tuesday night Zoom Bible studies. So please visit us at christianworkingwoman.org.